Like so many other cultural shifts, it gathered long, then broke quickly. At last, the world, including a majority of people in the United States, has acknowledged that global warming is real. Changing the public's opinion was not easy. It took the work of thousands of scientists, painstakingly accumulated over more than three decades. Their findings were then steadily communicated to the world through massive synthesis reports in 1990, 1995, 2001, and 2007 by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, displaying a level of organization unprecedented in science. These reports document the evidence, now overwhelming, of our new man-made climate. Pivotal to the public opinion shift were ardent third culture scientists, among them James Hansen at NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies, Lonnie Thompson at Ohio State University, Richard Alley at Pennsylvania State University, and Mark Syriza at the University of Colorado, with a talent for grasping the most significant discoveries and channeling them to the public through books, interviews, YouTube, and popular magazines like Rolling Stone. These efforts at public outreach represented a significant shift in the culture of science. As a graduate student in the mid-1990s, I witnessed the widespread, if subtle, scorn directed at the remarkable astronomer and writer Carl Sagan by his professional colleagues for his efforts in publicizing his scientific work. But today, and especially in climate change science, public outreach is part of the job and a cause for appreciation and emulation by scientific colleagues. Other events, largely unforeseen, also figured prominently in converting the public. The graphic horrors wrought by Katrina, regardless of that hurricane's cause, sowed national unease via millions of televisions and computer screens. The failed presidential bid of Al Gore in 2000 freed him to film An Inconvenient Truth in 2006, and, together with the IPCC, he won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize. The 2006 decision of Walmart to embrace and aggressively market green technology reached millions more, including many who wouldn't be caught dead at an Al Gore movie. In my home state of California, Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger asserted, "The climate debate is over," and from a scientific and public opinion standpoint, he was right. The burden of proof is past, so what's next? The debate has, if anything, intensified. The line of scrimmage has simply moved downfield. Questions like, "Is it real?" and "Is it our fault?" have morphed into, "What will happen?" "Where?" "How fast?" and "What are we going to do about it?" Science may have led us to these questions, but our answers will reverberate far beyond science. At stake is no less than the global pattern of human settlement in the 21st century. So, what will happen? Here is what we know currently. First, the warming is just revving up. It is 90% certain that continued greenhouse gas emissions at or above the current rates will induce far greater climate change in the 21st century than we've yet experienced. In every plausible population growth or greenhouse gas emission scenario for the next century, barring some as yet undiscovered non-linearity in the climate system, basic physics dictates that Earth's climate must continue to warm, with global average temperatures rising between 1.8 and 4 degrees Celsius, 3.2 and 7 degrees Fahrenheit, by the end of this century. How high we go depends on how much carbon we choose to load into the atmosphere. The lower value is the IPCC's optimistic estimate, which assumes a stabilized global population and the adoption of clean energy technology. The high value is the estimate based on unabated dependence on fossil fuels. If those temperature changes don't sound large to you, they should. Even the most optimistic number, 1.8 degrees Celsius, triples the warming we had in the 20th century. Furthermore, thanks to the long life of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere and the sluggish response of the world's oceans, we are already locked in to much of that warming, regardless of what policy changes we enact. The global temperature increase to 2030 is all but committed, and even if we could cap greenhouse gas emissions immediately at 2000 levels, we would still experience about half the projected warming by mid-century. But over the long run, policy changes will have a large impact. Only 20% of the projected 2100 temperature rise is currently locked in. At this point, it is still possible, through aggressive societal action, to blunt the warming. But we cannot stop it.